Welcome to F1Weekly.com's weekly podcast. My name is Clark, I'm your host. My co-host's name is Steve Falb, and we're produced by David Tapia. F1Weekly.com will be bringing you the latest news, rumors, bulletins, sexual innuendo, anything related to F1. We're going to cover it, we're going to discuss it, we're going to talk about it, we're going to touch it, we're going to feel it. I want to welcome everybody. Also, I want to remind you guys, check out the website, F1Weekly.com. In the next few weeks, it's going to be improved, and you'll find it very stimulating. I've been losing some sleep, Steve.
Again?
Yeah. This V8 thing, it's really got me. I'm worried. Pedro de la Rosa says it sucks. It reminds him of a GP2 car.
You're listening to a third string driver.
I know. But you know what? He's been around for so long, he's probably going to die a third string driver. Probably. But he says, you know, the car is so easy to drive now. I think I could drive a Formula One car now.
Well, we should start now asking for donations to send us to Las Vegas to drive an F1 car.
That's true.
So we can find out whether or not that's true.
Yeah, we'll have that add up on the website real soon. But no, I'm bummed. I still can't get over it. No more V10s. The smell. I guess the smell will still be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smell doesn't go away. Yeah. It's still part of the same fuel.
Pedro was really, really just downgrading the whole V8 thing. He just hates it. And then other drivers are saying it's funner. I think David Coulthard's all excited about it.
Might be because instead of being way out on that edge, they're a little bit further back. And so they can actually drive more instead of just kind of
focusing on that exhilaration.
Riding the Bronco, so to speak.
I don't know. I guess it's like maybe getting a smaller woman. Exactly. Exactly. So there you have it. Enough of the V8s. One of my favorite new buddies is Aguri Suzuki.
You think he's actually going to be able to put a wheel on the track this year?
Well, I think so. If that guy from Midland leaves him alone. But the only thing I don't understand is if he uses the Arrows cars, you know, they have to do a crash test.
Then he doesn't have enough cars to do the crash
test. Well, that's what I was thinking.
Could it be that they could go back to the old record and use the old record?
I don't know. See, there's a lot of weird stipulating things going on there. I was thinking, well, he loses one car to a crash test to make sure it's still up to 2005 spec. Because 2002 spec is one thing, but they've improved the monocoque, the roll cage, and I think if it doesn't meet those improvements, I don't even think he can afford to crash the car. So to be honest with you, that's a big hurdle.
Do we know how many cars there are?
Four. There are four cars. Paul Stoddart owns the cars, but I believe Paul Stoddart says he would sell them to Suzuki.
They're gonna have to upgrade them anyway because.
Well, they would have to upgrade them aerodynamically, in terms of
Well, there are a number of rule changes since 2002.
Exactly.
That
so they would
have to comply with.
They would have to get into spec because they put those cars on like big CMM machines. I'm serious. And it's software, and if
make
it doesn't
sure that
pass,
it meets all the nice little distance requirements.
Exactly. Good news for Americans. Speed Channel is. Signed up for another year. I think it's only this year by year.
It could just be a money issue. Could be also the.
Well, we know it's expensive, and but they don't talk about. I suppose it's still Bob Varsha, Steve Matchett, and David Hobbs. My favorites.
Wouldn't be surprised to keep the same team.
Yeah, they ought to throw in a podcaster every once in a while just for laughs.
Yeah.
Huh.
Get some listeners and then we'll start pushing.
Yeah. There are Formula One podcast people out there. Pretty much. But they're just as good. We want to support all our Formula One podcast guys. And I think we're a little party at Indianapolis. Speaking of Indianapolis, I haven't missed a race yet. Just got my tickets. I'm hoping with this podcast, maybe we can get press passes, huh?
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
We can get the time off work still, too.
Work? Forget it, dude. We'll be fired before we have to worry about that. Another thing is, looks like Karthikeyan's going to stay working in F1. A few weeks ago, I thought for sure he'd be back out in India farming.
Or he'd be, you know, drinking beers, pulling back beers with Sato.
Somewhere. Yeah, yeah. But no, Karthikeyan looks like he's going to be signed as a test driver for Williams. He was all excited about how superior the Williams F1 car was to driving a Jordan. Duh! I mean, come on. You look on the track, when you saw the Jordan de-accelerating, it was so twitchy, it was frightening. It looked like me driving my Le Car at high speeds, which is frightening. Very twitchy. So, there you have it. Alonso picks up his crown. Did it last Friday in Monaco. He's the man. I don't care what they say. He's my driver of the year.
Did he get any nookie while he was in Monaco?
He gets nookie everywhere. Dude, are you kidding? He's the man. He's Española. He's the dude. I don't care what they say about Kimi Raikkonen. Driver of the year. Driver of the year. The world champion is the driver of the year.
He's the white guy.
Kimi's the white guy? Yeah, that's true. And he's drunk, too, a lot. But I like him.
Yeah.
I like him. Future world champion for sure. Yeah, Shumi says he's not taking a vacation. Shumi says, nope, I didn't feel good when I got home. No vacation, so he's testing, I believe, this Thursday and Friday in Jerez, Spain. I don't think he's testing. I don't know, he could be testing the V8. I'm not sure. They didn't
elaborate?
Nope, not at all. So it's going to be the same thing for Button. You know, he wants to be world champion, so everybody wants to be world champion.
Button wants to win a race.
No vacation. Yeah, but Button's jinxed. It's over.
He's hit 100. He's hit 100.
He's past the 100 mark. No wins. Going down. Some other good news I thought was interesting, and it's unusual. Most parents these days never push their kids to go into their own footsteps. You know, it's almost politically incorrect. But there it was. Nigel Mansell is setting up his two kids to start driving in open wheel racing. I don't even know how old they are. They didn't really elaborate on the info, but
so it's not just a trip to Malibu Grand Prix.
No, I thought it was great because he's actually just saying it right there. Hey, my kids are gonna race, and I thought that was testicular.
Yeah, well, these kids may have an interest in it too.
Exactly. So pretty soon. Oh, there's email on our website, f1weekly.com. Go to the email. We're gonna have this podcast posted in the next couple of days. We're still starting out. This is our first podcast, so give us a break. But please listen to the podcast. Email us at info@f1weekly.com. That's info@f1weekly.com. Give us your inputs. Give us some suggestions. Help us out here. We're all alone. Help.
Help us.
That'd be great.
You can also write each of us individually, too, if you like.
Yeah, you'll see our names on there, Clark, Steve, or David. And also, you know, give us some topics about what you want to hear us talk about. What do you find interesting in F1? Also, I'd like to know if you went to Indianapolis in 2005. Were you as disappointed as everybody says you were disappointed? I mean, see, I'd go for the whole week. I get there Thursday morning. I drive right to the track for the podcast. I mean, not for the podcast, for the paddock walk. And I just dig it. I think it's a whole weekend. So when things don't turn out, I don't know. I've had such a great weekend. It really doesn't bum me out. Anyway, we're going to take a break for our sponsors. Stay tuned to F1Weekly.com. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Hi. I want to talk to you about something really serious that affects everyone's lives. Something I think is really, really important if you're a race fan. And that something is good information. And that information can be had at F1Weekly.com. F1Weekly.com is your new source of tidbits, photographs, rumors, and occasionally sexual innuendo about F1 drivers, F1 rules, and F1 girls. So if you're an F1 fan like I am, please go to F1Weekly.com to get all your information needs. Thank you. F1Weekly.com, we're back. My name is Clark Rogers, your host. My co-host is Steve Faub. Let me tell you something about us, since this is our first podcast. Like I said, my name is Clark Rogers. I've been following F1 for quite a while because, well, some of my side hobbies is French cars, and I was always a big Alain Prost fan, especially when he was driving for Renault in the 70s, I mean, in the 80s. I'm also a big René Arnoux fan. Jean-Pierre Jabouille was great, especially in 79, towards the end of the season, when the Renaults were added the turbos and they started getting pole position and winning. For me, that was just a big turning point. And I am biased. I am a big Renault fan. I predicted that Renault would get the world championship in 3 years, and I was right. That's why I'm the host, because I know these things. And I've gone to F1 races in Europe. I've been to Manicourt. I've been to Spa. I was at Spa in 98 when Schumacher crashed into the rear of David Coulthard's car, the McLaren, when it was super wet. And the spray up was so outrageous that Schumacher couldn't see him. He pulled to the right, and I saw Schumacher's three-wheel Ferrari come by. It was out of control. Spa is wonderful, but it's very wet and damp, and I like Indy much better. It's much more civilized. That's me. Steve, my co-host, he's going to talk about himself a little bit. Steve, what do you got to say?
I myself have been following F1 for about 2 years, kind of drug into it by Clark. As I mentioned on the website, I think the only reason I'm on the show is because I, you know, started recording the races for Clark on the DVR I bought last summer. So, but I enjoy F1, probably the best open wheel racing available, and I also like the fact that there's more to it than just the racing, especially with F1. You get a lot more of the politics.
Oh yeah.
A lot more strategy.
Sure.
A little bit more rounded, you know, more full-bodied kind of racing than you get with like American IRL or Champ cars.
Yeah, no, I agree. And Steve didn't mention it, but he also loves WRC,
yeah.
World Rally Champion.
Rally stuff. Rally's fun, especially when they're driving the trees.
Yeah. Well, until somebody dies, then we don't like that too much.
No.
We had that happen this year, but...
But I think that was because they got sideswiped or something.
Something like that, yeah. Our producer is David Tapia. He's from Bolivia. I have no idea why we have a Bolivian producer, but that's how it is. This business is complicated.
Bravo, 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 fantista, coquita.
Exactly. That's what I thought, too. That's the producer who's watching a football game or something. Anyway, let's get back to F1 real quickly. I don't know. You know, a lot of people are really down on Flavio for not allowing Sebastian Bourdais to get an F1. And now a second Sebastian has sort of been locked out by Renault, and that's Sebastian
Loeb.
Sebastian Loeb, yes.
WRC champion.
Our dude. Great guy. Super, super...
Phenomenally talented driver.
Yeah, and he's actually from the Strasbourg area of France. The Germans like that, okay. You know. But, yeah, I heard he wants to get an F1 test, and it looks like he's probably going to get it from Ferrari. He's been courting Ferrari for an F1 test, and I heard that if Flavio has got this thing against French people. And Renault, we're going to get some more about it, but...
I think Flavio has more against people who are under contract than
anything
else.
Yeah, I'm sure. I don't know. I don't know, but I love Flavio. I think he's a pretty hip dude. But from what I've been reading on various websites, it's sort of damaging. I hope it's not true, because I'd like to see Sebastian Loeb at least test drive a Renault, even though he drives for Citroën, and, you know, and they're the competition in terms of, you know... Retail.
Is it massive rivalry?
Totally. But it's good stuff. I love it. Another thing I heard, Johnny Herbert with the formerly Jordan team, which is MF1. Yeah. All these new teams, I'm just losing it. He's pretty pumped up. He's all excited about their new livery.
He left you with a car. Like,
hey, you gotta start somewhere, man. But apparently the silver and red has got him all excited.
I like the silver on the leading edges to hide the low spots from being way back in the field.
I agree. I think it's really, really good. I can't wait to see the new season start. Another thing is, nobody really talks about this because the guy's, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of his. But Max Mosley being reelected, hands down. No by protest.
By acclamation.
Yeah.
Nobody
wants the job, apparently. But, hey. Jackie Stewart would be great at this job.
Yeah. I think it's so much more political because the FIA, I went on the FIA website the other day, and it's phenomenal the number of racing genres that they control.
I know.
Particularly in Europe. It's crazy.
He gets on my nerves, though. Just the V8 thing alone gets on my nerves. I really know. I know I've got this V8 thing.
So which is worse, Mosley or Ecclestone?
Well, I don't know. Ecclestone, really, to be honest with you, if you analyze his whole thing, he's done more good than bad. I mean, look, he's saving Spa from bankruptcy.
Well,
he's jumping
actually
in.
Just going to promote it. I don't think
he's
not saving them from bankruptcy. He still expects to get his 47 mil or whatever.
I'm sure. But, nobody else stepped in.
No.
Belgian government, they said, meh.
We don't have any money.
Well, they don't. So, and it is out in the sticks. It's not an easy one to promote. There's no huge hotels. I remember going there in 98. You're staying in a little auberge.
Could have somewhere Stella.
Yeah, a lot of Stella there. Yeah, God, I love Stella. Huh. Stella! We're hoping to get Stella as one of our sponsors real soon. I'm talking to the people over there. Another one of my deals is I happen to speak French fluently. Bonjour tous les Français, ça va-t-il? F1weekly.com. Anyway, we're going to be wrapping this up. Steve, you got anything you want to add before we go home?
Well, I was just a little bit interested in the rule changes that looked like they're coming out for 2008. And the fact that they're gonna go to that split wing, so they get the
more
centerline downwash generating wing because they think it'll allow more passing.
I think it's a bunch of crap.
And then going to the I did like the fact that it looks like they're gonna go back to slicks.
Yeah. No, whenever I start hearing rule changes, I yawn. I want to just go to sleep because it just makes me sick.
Well, it seems to me that they go overboard trying to find
every
to
time.
Change instead of just...
I just want them to do the best they can by going fast.
Yeah. And let the season run out and then talk about rule changes. Rule changes.
But yeah, they will be
going
to a...
rule changes 2 years in advance.
It's
going to
be a single-tire supplier for sure. I think Michelin wants out anyway. They've already won everything you could possibly win. And they're sick mostly.
What's the chance that somebody like Pirelli might come in?
I don't think that Pirelli's not as big as they used to. Everybody's got problems.
Yeah.
This world economy is sucking.
Yeah, but racing tires is not a losing money. Is not a money losing.
It's
business.
Not, but the initial investment, and when you have to produce, a certain amount of tires every week for testing, and everything else, it does get a little expensive, and you generate income from advertising and sales. You win on Sunday, sell on Monday.
Yeah.
But anyway, F1.com, everyone. I just want to reiterate that.
F1weekly.com.
They've got the sign right in front of me, and I still can't remember it. F1weekly.com. I want everybody to take a look at the website. And make sure you email us, info@F1weekly.com. We want to hear some stories about your Formula One experiences. We'll share them on the air. Good night, Steve.
Good night, Clark.
Good night,
David.
Good night,
Dave.
Good night, Max.